Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, today is Monday of Holy Week, and it also has the fascinating reading in the Gospel today that I discussed in last week's homily, and I discuss every single Monday of Holy Week that this comes up. The Pharisees are now trying to figure out a way to get rid of Jesus. Now, the reason is that they have fear that the Romans are going to come in and wipe out the Jewish state, the political state of Judah, and also destroy the temple, which they ultimately do in about 40 years after this, because they're afraid that the Romans are going to see Jesus as a political revolutionary, and they realize he's not. And that's part of the problem. So that what they're trying to do is they're trying to figure a way of how to get rid of him in a way that's going to protect the culture, protect the nation, protect the faith, even though it's an occupied nation. And they're doing it also, they're in the midst of this, and they're interested in protecting their own interests. Now, one of the things that we see in today's reading is, remember, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. So they actually plan to kill Lazarus as well, because people are coming to know Jesus because Lazarus was raised from the dead. So, since they want to kill Jesus, I always bring up, I says, it really shows what you're going to see all this week, their hardened hearts. They've just got these intensely hardened hearts, and it's going to get worse as you go through the week. And I always bring up, how evil do you have to be to decide to kill someone who was raised from the dead? And that's a powerful message there. But there's another one there as well. Remember, Jesus never goes back to the Pharisees when he resurrects. And he hints of that earlier in Luke when we see the parable of Lazarus and the rich man. And what does he say to the rich man? What does Abraham say to the rich man? Even if someone were to raise from the dead and go back and see them, I forget the exact words, but you know where I'm talking about here. If they already have the law of Moses and the prophets. If they're not following the law of Moses and the prophets, then even if someone were to go back from the dead, they wouldn't listen. And we're seeing that very clearly. Here, someone has been raised from the dead, testifies to the power of Christ, and what is it the Pharisees are doing? They are seeking to kill both of them. It's a powerful dynamic. I always bring out, because a lot of times we hear from the Gospel of John, and one of the things you hear from the Jewish community is how these readings bother them intensely because it's talking about the Jews. But I always point out it's talking about the Jews at that time. It's not talking about Jews in general. And it's always important to understand that. And it doesn't, you know, the reason why we're talking about the Jews, because that's where it took place. And as I don't know if I know I said on the other show, if it all happened in Yugoslavia, we'd be talking about the Yugoslavians. Well, there is an interesting podcast on the radio. It's it's put together by the people who produced Stuff You Should Know, and it's called Let's Start a Coup. It has nothing to do with anything going on in the world today. So this is not, it's important for you to understand, this is not an instruction manual or anything like that. It talks about something, and actually I wrote about 2 years ago, but I wrote a very limited focus. It talks about something that you may or may not have known in your history. There was an attempted coup. There was going to be, it never really got off the ground, but there was going to be an attempted coup of the FDR administration during the first years, and I think it actually probably was going to happen during the first or second years of the administration. And if you listen to this podcast, you can find it on various podcast platforms, and this is not any kind of a paid endorsement or anything else. This is not, as the word goes, a shameful plug. It's none of that. It's an interesting little podcast. There's basically one or two people that do all the voices in it, so you'll notice that. But it's an interesting little podcast, and it's got a language issue for those of you who would be offended by any kind of language. It's got a language issue, and you need to understand that too. But it talks about all the mechanism and all the little plotting and planning and all the little deceptive words and all of that that are going on behind the scenes in order to put together this plot that calls for the overthrow of the Roosevelt administration, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And it's interesting to listen to it because you can imagine exactly the same thing, obviously in a different context, happening where they're trying to eliminate Jesus. You can imagine exactly the same thing. Because it's all about power and whether or not we believe who this person is and whether or not we're going to follow what he says and know he's kind of challenging what is important to us. And we have to remember, this is happening in 1933. What's fascinating about this, that was a very turbulent time throughout the world. And a lot of what we understand of 1933 is not what was actually true. We're going to talk about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Parish, the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. Have you told anyone else about the voice of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, here on WROL at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and through CatholicAudioMedia.com?
You realize we are a different Catholic program because we are not speaking just to Catholics.
We speak to ex-Catholics, atheists, evangelicals, and people from all different religious and non-religious backgrounds.
We do this from a Catholic perspective.
So you're not going to hear what you hear on other programs because we have a different mission serving Jesus Christ.
Tell your friends what we do here is different, and it is so that we all may experience Jesus who sets us all free. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check that out. So what we're talking about here is this whole scheming and everything that's going on behind the scenes in order to overthrow the FDR administration. And when we listen to this interesting little podcast, you can imagine the exact same thing, obviously in a different context, is going on behind the scenes with Jesus. And what doesn't come out in the Gospels, obviously, because that's not the focus. The focus is to give you the basic story and Jesus' teachings and everything else. But there's a whole story that's going on that it says it in the Gospel of John, if you were to write everything that happened, the book would be huge. And so there's all this plotting going behind the scenes. Oh, did you hear what he said? Now look at this. Now he's raised somebody from the dead. Oh, what is this going to mean? And we see this entire focus. Now, one of the things I bring up is, now this is the week where people are going to go through, do the Stations of the Cross. They've been doing it all through Lent, and we actually, the Brazilian community is doing it this year, and I didn't get to do it this year. It was a scheduling issue that presented a problem, so I apologize to everyone for that. But if you look at the Stations of the Cross, you're going to see this, usually, the way the artist put this together, is this intense face of the Pharisees. And this intense face of the Pharisees is of making sure that Jesus dies on the cross. Because it's more than just he dies. He dies on the cross. They are determined to make this happen. And so it's this hatred, this anger, this determination that we're going to bring him down. And you usually see the Roman soldiers who are there as well. But for the most part, they're like, we're part of this, but we don't fully understand it. And what's happened is you've got this real hard-heartedness among the Pharisees there. Well, again, if you want to have a deeper understanding of what they were doing, this podcast is fascinating. Again, it gets a little bit over the edge. First of all, remember, a language issue is there. It's not rated G, might be rated PG-13. And, you know, the voices, you know, the voices are there. I mean, they do a good job with the voices. It's just, it's you'll have to hear it to understand. But you can see all that manipulation, that whole thing. And we have a different understanding because this is about something that happened here in the United States in the 1930s. A lot of people don't talk about it. And the one person who changed everything, by the way, who they bring out was himself not a, as I like to use the term, angelito, a little angel, was Smedley Butler. Fascinating story. I wrote about his blowing the whistle on the coup, but this is really the whole backstory. And if you happen to listen to it, it's a podcast series or anything like that, you can bring this all to what's going on with the Pharisees, all the plotting and all the, did you hear what he said today? Well, this is just bothering us. And this is just, we've had enough of him. We've got to take care of him now. All that plotting behind the scenes. And you can imagine that is actually going on in the time of Jesus as well. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.